if we could make Google affordable, the first page of Google affordable, that's not a bad idea, right? To list yourself there?
No, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a good idea. Like I said, I'd like to think about it and see, go over pricing and stuff.
Okay, well, let me grab Jill and we get you that rate. That way that you do decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Hang on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this Kyle?
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle. My name's John. I'm the director here. How you doing?
Good. You?
It's been a good morning so far. Pretty busy. Good problems.
Yeah.
Sure. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah. I just never heard of, I guess, getting a call for something like that. So.
That's how Google makes all their money.
Pricing. Yeah, I'm sure.
The business owners that have themselves listed on the first page, because 90% of searches start and stop on the first page. So rather than it just go be held hostage by the big companies, it's available to everyone as long as you continue to get good reviews, of course. The major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available. I don't know if you've looked for contractors in your area that do excavation work, but there's only three guys that show up. Okay. Yeah, usually it makes a lot more sense if you're familiar with the first page of the search results. But I guess...
Well, I mean, I know what she's talking about, or you guys are talking about, but
yeah.
I guess I haven't searched it in years or so. I guess I didn't know.
Right. So right now, if you were a customer and you typed in excavation or excavating contractor in Casper, you're going to get Altera Construction, you're going to get D-Squared Excavation, and Nania Inc. Have you heard of those guys?
Yeah, I know Nania.
Nania? Okay. So the reason we're reaching out to you is because one of these companies actually relocated. And so we have a listing that's available for placement. When that happens, Google will give us a list of the companies that they feel qualify for that placement. And then they have my reps like Tara, they'll call down it. We're just looking for one of you guys to fill the spot. Once we fill it, we close out that category. So we can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same excavation services. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's exclusive. Right? Like I said, 90% of searches start and stop there. The cool thing about the first page placement on Google is they're not very limited, meaning that we don't charge you per lead or click or call. It's just one flat monthly rate. The customers can call you directly off the first page as a live call. You don't have to worry about the leads going to like three or four other excavating contractors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I only bring that up because I saw you were doing Home Advisor by Angie, so...
Yeah, I'm on with them, and then I work with another insurance company, too, right now. But
okay. Well, I'm pretty confident. I mean, if you could do anything with Home Advisor or Angie's List, then you'll do really well with being on the first page of Google. They actually pay for Google advertising themselves as a large company.
Okay.
Yeah, and then they just resell the leads. So if somebody fills out their form online, they'll sell it to you and, like, two or three other excavating contractors. The bad part is they charge you for the leads even when you don't get the job, right? So sometimes you just pay leads. Right. Okay. So I think you'll find this a lot better to just know exactly what you're spending, let people call you directly as a live call, and then have the leads not be as saturated. You know, if you compare the two, it shouldn't take longer than a month or two to see some pretty big differences. But the first page placement on Google, obviously that's our main product, and that's why we're reaching out to you today. But when you fill one of those spots with a Google partner, we actually would complete your online business profile, meaning that you'd also be on the first page of Bing, which you can get clients from there as well. They pull from the Google top three guys to make their top five. There's also 60 other directories that we put you on that you can get clients from too. Things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. We even create a business Facebook page for you, and we run Facebook ads through it. So you're going to have multiple different ways of generating live leads rather than, you know, what you're doing now where you have one place and you're getting charged for every single lead, right?
Right,
different ball game.
Okay.
We would also develop like your .com site for the business. So we'll actually get like a domain for you, like a knbconstruction.com, and we'll develop all the content, create that site, do the graphic design, host it for you, and then we'll have that attached to your first page placement on Google and the other listings that we're maintaining for you. So you really shouldn't need anything else, put it that way, as far as online marketing. We try to become your one-stop shop for everything. Now, with that being said, it's not the cheapest thing, right? Usually, for an excavating contractor, you know, it usually runs about $499 per month on a month-to-month basis, right? However, if you're willing to come on board with us today, I can reduce your monthly costs as part of a new in business credit, and I could get it down to just $299 month-to-month. And then I'll lock you in at that discounted rate. So, since it's month-to-month, if you decide to come back and continue to use it each month, we'll continue to provide you with that discounted pricing structure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then, go ahead.
I just need to think about it a little bit. I don't know if you guys want to send me an email of, like, a price list and maybe something.
I don't know why I didn't do that already. Do you get texting on this line?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Give me 1 second.
There's just a lot of scams out there, you know. I just...
No, I understand
I'm
that.
I'm saying you guys are trying to scam me. I'm just saying, you know, I got to be cautious, I guess.
Hey, I live in this world, too. And I've been doing this for 10 years. So I definitely understand that concern. But we're fully legitimate. I've been working here for 10 years. Our company's been in business since 2004. We're a premier Google partner, so we're actually the highest-rated Google partner in the country. That says a lot. We're right next to Google, actually, Here, let me show you. We're in Orange County, California, like right next to the Google headquarters.
Gotcha.
Yeah. By the way, all calls are recorded, right? They oversee a lot of our operations, so...
Okay.
Just want to make sure I'm not like promising you, like, oh, you're going to get 100 clients, you know? They don't want to say
That's all.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no gear.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, obviously, putting you up there is going to give you the best chance of generating clients. I could definitely say that. But we can't say, hey, you're definitely going to get 30, you know? Because then if you get 20 and you cancel based on that, then, you know, they're going, what the heck, right? The last link I sent you, it looks like a lot of mumbo jumbo, but that's our reviews. The Google reviews, there's 829 of them, averages 4.2 star. There's BirdEye, which is another platform from our customers right next to it, 712 reviews, 4.9 out of 5. And then there's a featured customers, which has 1,242 reviews, for a 4.8 out of 5. And those are specifically our clients that have been verified as using our services. There's other platforms too, like Glassdoor, things like that. But altogether, you'll find over 5,000 reviews over our length of time in business since 2004, and they average out about a 4.5 or higher altogether, like combined. So. Yeah. Most business owners like making money. Usually when you start a business, you want to make sure that your customers can find you, you know. So.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I guess how did you guys find me?
You qualified for it. Google doesn't just throw anybody on that first page, you know, so they'll look up businesses that are in the service area that provide that service, and then they'll start looking at, like, length of time in business, any and all reviews that they can find, you know, they have, like, kind of a checklist that they go down, and then they put you on that list, and then you get pre-screened again. So you got pre-screened again by my representative, Tara, before she transferred you over to me. It was kind of like a filter system.
So off of the advisor, then it's where you saw my.
Well, if you do that, that's the one of the only thing. you have on right now. But any background screenings that you've gone through on there, they do get published on the Google search engine. HomeAdvisor is a directory on Google, you know, so they get access to all of that information. So, but that could possibly be it. And it makes more sense, actually, to contact somebody who's using that kind of service, especially knowing that, you know, they're spending money on leads that are coming from Google initially. They're just being resold to you. Yeah. Yep. It'd make more sense to call you guys first, really. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they used. But
I guess.
I mean, it's a great thing. It's just you have to have the availability to do it. You know, I know anybody, if they're going, oh, let me compare having people call me directly off of Google versus paying pay-per-lead service. They would definitely say they'd want to be on Google, but there's only a couple spots. And if somebody's already soliciting that space, then we can't regardless of what they're willing to pay for it, we can't cut out the person that's already there with us and already has a prearranged agreement.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Unless, of course, they're getting really bad reviews.
I guess, so if I do 1 month and I don't like it, you know, it's just not working out, we can just cancel that and it's no big deal?
Correct. It actually says that in our service agreement, that it's month to month, fully cancelable at any time, and there's no cancellation fees or penalties.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We want you guys coming back at your own will.
No, yeah. I'm just, I guess, trying to hit all the bases before. I think it sounds like something to them. So, I'd be willing to try a month and see how
you're gonna love it. Yeah, you're going to love it. I know at some point, you know, you're going to have to build a website and get all this, you know, get Google verified and things like that. And that's going to wind up costing you close to $1,000 if you're doing it outside of a Google partner. So the amount of money I'm saving you on the first month is ridiculous. Even if you end up leaving our services later, kind of make it a win-win for you. So I'm going to create your... I'm sorry?
I said if it works out and I'm getting calls and jobs and stuff and they're actually going through, then I don't see why I wouldn't stay. So,
that's our goal. You know, we know it's month to month. So our goal is to monitor the data. We have a system called Google Analytics, and it shows us, like, what people are searching most in your area. Like, if they're typing in excavation or excavating contractor, we list you for 15 keywords. So, obviously, you'll be listed for both of those. But just as an example, you know, we tend to recommend you steer towards the ones that are getting the most traffic. So that way you make money, right? The more money you make, the more you continue to use our services. So we're kind of in it with you.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. I submit this to Google for the placement today, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. It's got a little five-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 2971 Cotton Creek Place.
Okay, I found it. 82604?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, and you could have this address hidden or displayed?
I guess. I don't know. What do you think?
If you don't have a brick-and-mortar business where people can come see maybe like a showroom, then I would recommend hiding it. There's no reason for them
to know
where you live, if it's like a resident.
Really, I've just got an office here and stuff like that. So, and then I've just got
to but usually go to them.
Yeah.
You're in an industry where, you know, you're going to the customer usually. They're not coming to you.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to bring you the excavation job.
I'm always driving around trucks doing bids, you know, stopping by people's houses.
Most
people don't. Even when I used to work for bigger companies, I mean, very rarely did we have somebody come into an office and want something.
Yeah, you'll notice the other excavating contractors that are up there now that I listed off earlier, they just have city, state, and zip, you know? So that's what I would recommend, is just city, state, and zip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. I'll hide the street address for you. Yeah. And then what's your last name, Kyle?
Bacon.
Okay. Just like my favorite food, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember growing up, my grandfather, we would go out to breakfast, and he would tell me, aren't you happy you're not Muslim? It would crack me up all the time, and I would used to be like, what the heck are you talking about? And he's like, you're Muslim, you can't be that. It's funny. Crazy old guy. What's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
It's KyleBacon84 mm-hmm. at gmail.com.
Right. Perfect. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Probably just list like 7 to 5 or 7 to 6. Let's do 7 to 6.
Okay. And do you want to go Monday through? Oh, Monday through Saturday. Okay. And Sunday closed?
Yeah.
Good man. Okay. Yeah. And you can accept cash, check, and card?
I can't accept card. Yeah. Okay. I guess I have to look into that, but.
No problem. I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. Actually, if you check your text messages, I sent it over to you already.
Okay.
If you make a change like that, like if you get a Square reader or you want to make a quick adjustment to your account, just feel free to call me directly.
Yeah.
I can modify it for you.
Okay, perfect.
And you also have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
If it's after hours. Right.
Yeah.
And then any company logo or photos that we could use for the website?
Yeah, I do have a company logo.
Well, I don't need it all from you right now, but I do want you to try to work on getting as many in as you can to that email address that I sent you there, the photos at localsplash.com. And obviously as new ones come in while we're working with you and new jobs come in, you know, keep sending them in, so that way we can upload, you know, new projects and have a portfolio of things that you've done.
Sure. Yeah, the logo, I'll have to get back to you. My sister actually is the one that deals with all that shit. She kind of does all the paperwork for me, so she knows how to set all that stuff off. I honestly don't, so.
Okay. Well, if you need help with it, too, we also have graphic designers in-house, but that's totally a normal thing.
Stuff that we built, and we got a whole little website for it with a bunch of templates and stuff. I just send it
so
off.
So you already have, a domain, like a kbconstruction.com floating around somewhere?
No, I don't have an actual website. It was just it was called, like, Looka or something like that, but it was just a free logo designer, and then we ended up making one that I really liked, and so we bought the brand, and I don't know, it gives you like PDF files and JPEGs and all sorts of stuff, but anyway, we've got all that. I'll get her to send it to you.
Okay. No problem. Yeah, send it over. All the photos and logo that you have, you know, we want to make sure we have as much content as possible that's actually yours. You know, we could use generic stuff off the internet, but it just looks a lot better when you have your own stuff.
All
right. Yeah. All right. So I got the business profile.
Up for a little bit.
Wait, say that again. You cut out.
I've got a Facebook page that I've had up for a little while.
Okay. Yeah, well, see, that's good that you let me know that. So we don't want to duplicate your Facebook. We'll send you a link or we'll ask you for manager access to it, so we could do a biweekly posting on there and run your Facebook ads, because we do Facebook ads for you to give that page a huge boost. You'll start actually getting calls off of it.
Okay.
And that's just a part of the service. That's no extra charge to you. But we don't want to duplicate it. We don't want to create another one, because then if you have another one floating around with like the same number, same address, it causes a discrepancy with the search engine. So we'll walk you through how to add us as manager to that. So actually, during your client interview, they're going to do that. So the client interview, I was going to ask you what your schedule was looking like. It usually takes about 40 minutes to complete, but we asked for an hour window to get it knocked out, and that's where they touch on a lot of the website, how you want that to look, the services you're listed for, the service area you're covering. That way we can make sure all the everything looks how you want it to look, and all the calls that come in are qualified and not wasting your time.
Yeah. I've actually got two appointments here in about an hour, and then after about noon, I should be freed up. Let's try 1 o'clock, maybe.
1 o'clock.
And then.
I don't have one. I have 2 to 3 available, or I could do 11 to 12.
Let's try the 2 to 3, and I get done early. I'll call your extension.
Oh, you know what? You said 12 to 1?
Yeah, something like that I think will work.
Okay. Yeah, I can do 12 to 1 Mountain Standard.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I think that's what we've got.
You're on Mountain Standard Time, so it should be about 8:40 your time. It's 7:40 here in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yep, that'll work then.
All right, perfect. So I'm sending you a calendar invitation. I just messaged it over to the pal bacon84@gmail.com. And then I'll also shoot you a text message about 1 hour before, so about 11 o'clock. Mountain Standard, okay. I'll shoot you a text just to confirm it's still a good time for you. If something pops up, I can adjust it, but I want to try to get it going as quickly as possible here.
Yeah.
All right. So I have the client interview scheduled and your business profile created. In terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
We'll just do a debit card here.
Okay. And is it under your name, the business name, or both?
I think it's just both my name and the business name on the card.
All right, let me go ahead and adjust K&B Construction. And is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
It is, yep.
All right, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
It is 4834.
4834.
8215.
8215.
2190.
2190.
8726.
8726. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0627.
6 of 27, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 494.
494, okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification because I have you on a discounted pricing structure with that new in business credit. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or if you don't agree with it, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're on the same page before I authorize a transaction with you.
Okay.
All right. All right, so you're on a recorded line, Kyle. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
K&B Construction.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Kyle Bacon. Owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Kyle, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, no problem. That's the one we always get questions on, just because the way that it's worded. In layman's terms, right? We know what you're currently using already online,
yeah.
Right? We're partnered with Google. So anything that's on the internet is submitted to Google. It's more saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something, touch base with us or double check that it's not something that we're already providing for you, or it's that way you're not paying for something you already have or like duplicating any of the listings. Like I said, if you create two of the same page, like if another company creates another Yelp page, it causes a discrepancy and we have to actually go in there and fix that and verify, you know, what's what. It could also cause your listing to become suspended. So we'd rather you let us know ahead of time, keep us in the loop, and that way we can stop or prevent any of that from happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So it's just saying, hey, give us a heads up before you add anything else after today that's online or has to do with your business's online profile. And it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months, but it is a true month-to-month agreement. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's July 10th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the .com website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived the setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 10th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for that Platinum Package Bundle for as long as you choose to remain with us. Again, in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, no penalties, no funny business, okay? Well, all that we ask is that if you are going to discontinue, try to let us know before the 10th day or before your billing is due, so that way we can stop your billing cycle.
Yep.
Okay. Even if you don't, there's no cancellation fee, but it just does us a solid rather than having to go in there and like reverse the transaction. I don't think you're going to cancel, but just full disclosure. And then it says, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, which I'm about to run now, you're going to receive two automated messages. One of them is going to be your subscription terms. So it's going to have an outline of the agreement in writing, and you'll sign off on the bottom of that. Again, not a contract, but just so you have documented everything we're doing for you for the price. And then I'll also send over the invoice receipt to your email that we have on file. The second one is going to be a series of photos requested, only if they're required by your state. So it'll ask you for photos of like proof of insurance, license, things of that nature, just to further legitimize the business. We do an advanced verification, so when you send those in, we don't actually like display them online to every customer, but we put like a little shield and a check mark on your Google listing, and that way they know that you've been verified and you're legit and they shouldn't have any problem hiring or working with you.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds good.
So again, you don't have to get these all in overnight. I know like the photos might take a while for you to send in the photos for the website. You know, I know you got to gather those. And that's why we say, you know, the first week and a half is really just getting everything up and running with the website and everything. But if you need help, like I said, you have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. 99.9% of it we're doing ourselves and walking through, but there are some things like, you know, getting photos and being available for a client interview and getting that pin from you when it comes in, you know, where we need you to be proactive on in order to be successful with the campaign. So obviously we'll send you a bunch of reminders and walk you through the process on the things that have to do with you, but that's why we ask you also try to be as responsive as possible to phone calls and emails from us and your customers. That way we can ensure your success, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Again, I want to reiterate, it's not like most like pay-per-lead services. This is almost like you hiring a technician to work in-house on your marketing. So there's going to be a lot more communication probably than you're accustomed to with things like Angie's List or Lead Gens, where they just kind of send you a number. Good luck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know. They're, I guess they mean good, I guess, but the way their website's kind of set up, there's a lot of people go through and select, they select the stuff that my business is supposed to cover, but they don't understand what it really means, so I get a lot of people that, you know, are just kind of totally
Yeah. The thing about lead gen companies a lot of the time is like, okay, there's a transaction involved in the exchange for the information of that person's phone number and what they're looking for, and then that's it. You know, they're not really invested in your success on if you'll actually get the job or if you're doing well. I don't think they really care. Their money's made on selling the lead, so they just kind of sell the lead and go. Whereas us, you know, we're not getting paid unless you get paid. So we're kind of more invested in your company's overall success. We want them to not just, you know, not just you get calls, but we want them to convert into actual sales for you. So if there's anything that we could do to help you, obviously we will. There's also a tracking system that you have, which is a huge tool. I think it's helped a lot of business owners actually change their game on how they're selling their customers. Because the tracking system, if somebody, you know, pulls up their smartphone and they type in excavation and they click on you to call you, and they click on the phone icon, it calls you right away, it records that call. And you actually are able to go into your tracking system and hear yourself, you know, and how you answered that call and how you took care of that customer. Or if you're missing something in that call, maybe call them back and go, hey, maybe I misunderstood. So that's actually very useful tool in helping you increase your closing percentages, getting down a sales pitch and how you're going to do things as a business moving forward. Sure. So I think there's a lot of tools that you're going to find in that tracking system, like requesting reviews, that are just going to help you build the business in a way that maybe you didn't, or maybe you weren't open to before or aware of before.
Yeah.
So that concludes our initial setup process, obviously. So I want to thank you, obviously, for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Like I said, I'm looking forward to developing a long-term business relationship with you. I don't want somebody that's going to just be here for a month after we built you a fancy website and do all this crazy stuff. So if there's anything we could do to help you, like I said, don't hesitate to call. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you, though, at 12 o'clock. A Mountain Standard Time for your client interview. Okay, I'll actually call you first, and I'll introduce you to a client interview technician, and they'll walk you through it from there.
Okay, perfect.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'll talk to you soon. You have a great day, and looking forward. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on a second here. Oh, never mind. That's my fault. Okay. I didn't separate the Cotton Creek place address, and your PIN didn't get sent. They were saying the address was wrong. I just missed the space. That was my fault. All right. Never mind. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon.